The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
Our society today sees human right and thinks something I really want, something I should have.
Mm-hmm.
That is different than what a human right is.
Yeah, and we can't continue to let them frame the argument.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But that's what they do. That's what Republicans do. They allow the progressives to frame the argument.
Oh, it's a human right. Every other industrialized, decent nation on earth offers free health care.
That doesn't make it okay. That doesn't make it right. That doesn't mean we have to. That means that's why we left the rest of the world behind and put an ocean between us. Because we do things differently here. The government doesn't provide these kinds of things for us. We as individuals do.
That's one of the reasons we've led the world for a long time.
Yes.
Not listening to points like that.
Yes.
Now, look, we all want to help. We all want people. I want everyone to have better health care. And you know what? One way we've done that is through capitalism.
Yeah.
In that the system has innovated so much, so fast, almost exclusively. When you look at the entire grand perspective here, almost exclusively based on American innovation. Okay, I mean, look at the Nobel Prize count if you want to really, get a nice accounting of that process. I mean, the United States, for as far as Nobel Prizes for medicine dominates. Okay, the innovations here in America have brought us. Let's just say, let's take money out of the equation for a second. Look at time. Look at the healthcare we had in the 1940s as compared to what we have today. 1950s, 1960s, gets better every time. It's constantly getting better. And we pay for the innovations that make healthcare inexpensive around the world. Drug companies that everyone vilifies, spend billions of their own dollars to develop drugs. And then that money is put into the drugs. The American people wind up paying a good amount for those drugs on the free market. And then that filters down to other countries where they can become much more affordable. And after a few years, all of a sudden, these drugs are paying for healthy people in Madagascar. It's an amazing road this goes on. And you know what? People get pissed off. Well, America has it and we don't yet. America pays more than we do. Why do we pay more than everyone else? We pay more for everyone else in a large part because we are the ones that actually embrace the free market as much as we can. Because obviously that's not something that's actually embraced in this country, but we embrace it more than everybody else. And it's also why we have led the world for such a long time. People act as if we're in dead last place. How every other industrialized nation has X, Y, and Z. Yeah, we're better than all those places. We've led the world. One of the reasons they suck so bad and you don't want to move there is because people here in the United States didn't listen to people like you.